Good morning. I'm Li Yuanxing. My topic today is factors impacting quality of experience in stereoscopic images. The co-authors of this work are Junyong Yu, Taraj Abrahami, and Andrew Perkis. We are from Q2S NTNU at Norway and EPFL at Switzerland. So the agenda covers the motivation of our works, the test conditions and the methodologies of the subjective test, and the statistic analysis of the data we obtained, finally the conclusion. So let's start with what factors impact stereoscopic QOE. It is the result of a complex combinations of different factors, such as factors characteristics of content, configurations of the capture and display systems, selection of image processing mechanisms, perceptual and physiological limitations of human vision systems, cognitive and emotion states of the viewer and content and culture and so on. Previous research adopt subjective test to understand how part of aforementioned factors impact the quality of experience. Some subjective tests have studied how distortions induced by image processing technology impact the QOE. Most of the widely studied distortions are compression distorted factors. Researchers are dedicated to study the influence of capture and display configurations to quality of experience. Camera baseline, screen size, viewing positions are studied independently. So the motivation behind of our work is we think a minimal stereoscopic system have acquisition and restitution stage only already fails to provide a satisfactory viewing experience in some configurations of the requisite factors. So, a comprehensive understanding on requisite factors for stereoscopic imaging is still missing. Our work investigated the influence of some requisite factors on stereo QOE in various of conditions. These requisite factors, including scene content, camera baseline, screen size, and viewing position. The test configurations of these requisite factors were prepared in order to cover a full range of quality of experience for a certain display. So let me introduce the test conditions first. This is the display systems we used. It's a polarized projected display systems. And the different resolutions image are displayed in actual size mode in order to simulate different image size. And there are four viewing locations designed. I will explain the details later about how we select the viewing locations and the image size. So the test design principle behind is we believe that stimuli located in different range of comfortable comfort zero can provide different viewing experience. In total, we designed 440 test configurations, including 10 scene content, 3 camera baseline, and 2 screen size, and 4 viewing positions. Firstly, we calculate the maximum disparity in comfort zone of our display systems as shown in these figures. D means viewing distance, E is pupil distance, which is assumed to 65 millimeters in the equations. DOF is the depth of focus and assumed to be 0.2 diopter. PW is the pixel values. It is 1.46 millimeters in our systems. So actually, you can see These three factors are already to be fixed. The only variable in these equations is viewing distance. And ZF, ZB is the foreground and the background distance of comfortable viewing view, as you see here. It's in unit of meters. DF and DB is in unit of pixels. In this case, you can see the maximum depth rendering ability is 4 pixels. Take this one for example. It's the pixel here and the pixel here, so it's 4 pixels. We means it's for this system, the maximum disparity is 4 pixels for this display system. So after we got the maximum disparity for the display, we also construct the test stimuli with a wider range of disparities from different scene content, camera baselines, and image resolutions. Specifically, the scene content have various characteristics in depth, structure, color, and texture. I will show some of them later. So as you can see here, this is the resulted disparity from various requisite factors in different camera baseline, different resolutions, and different content. So after we got both the disparity of the stimuli and the maximum disparity of the display, we selected the viewing positions. It is selected to make kinds of the stimuli with different disparity levels located in different range of the comfort zone. So two viewing distance are selected, which resulted in the maximum disparity to be 20 and 35 pixels respectively. Also, the side effect of 3D perception was designed by adding two viewing locations with 15 degrees away from the center locations. So here you can see for this stimulus, when the near viewing distance, which means 2.2 meters, we designed, for most of this stimuli, the pixels are located in the comfort zone, and for others, they are located in some of them located outside the zone. So it in different extent to uncomfortable zone. So if it's viewed by a far viewing distance, this is the columns in red are in comfort zone. So this is the viewing distance we designed. Here you can see some visual examples of C content we used. From top left to bottom right, they are trees, glass, construction, mopped, sculpture, close-up, bike, hallway, tables, sofa, notebook, and feet. So the first one is used for training, and the second one is used for dummy images at the very beginning of test session. The test methodology will tell us how we perform the subjective test. So we selected the single stimulus test methodology since many of the camera baselines were considered in this case for the same C content. So no original reference 3D image does not exist. So this is the reason why we selected the single stimulus. And during the training sessions, examples of five categorical levels are showed to the subject. These five examples are selected by expert viewers. The subject were told to judge the quality of experience by comparing the positive and the negative effect of the stereoscopic image. So the positive effect, including binocular depth, immersibility, and reality, Why is the negative part consist of discomfort arising from fusion limitation, visual artifacts, and geometry distortions? The test sessions were separated to two test sessions for near and far viewing positions. And for each session, there are 63 stimuli and 3 dummy images at the very beginning to stabilize the subject's judge, and their scores will not be used in the analysis. And 60 test images were randomly displayed to the subject. In each session, there are 2 subjects, both in the sand and the side position. In total, 30 subjects attend the test, and all the tests have the visual characteristics of pupil distance between 62 and 76 millimeters, have normal and corrected visual reality larger than 1.0, and stereo acuity less than 30 seconds of arc, and none of them has colorblind. So we were in. We will analyze the data that we got using a statistic way. Before we plotting the MOS and CI values, we first do some normality test and also the outlier remover. This is the MOS value and the CI values for as a function of the camera baseline and the different viewing environment for all of the 10 content, as you see here. So when we look at this plot, we have some observations. The first is the MOS values are quite different across scene content, and they decrease as the camera baseline increase. You see here, when the camera baseline increase, the MOS value decrease. So from this phenomenon, we can judge maybe both scene content and the camera baseline have impact on QoE individually. The second observation is when the camera baseline increase, the amount of reduction of MOS values for this plot in the render frame is more obvious than in other content. So it indicates that the difference among camera baseline are not the same for each content, which may indicate that there's an interaction between camera baseline and the scene content. The observation three is the difference between the large and the small screen size on the constructions bike are larger than that on close-up and tables. So this might be interactions between screen size and scene content. About the screen size, for different content, we can see the difference between large and small screen size at different camera baseline. For example, here in this camera baseline, they are separate much, but here they are almost stick to each other. So maybe there's interactions between screen size, camera baseline, or even with the scene content. However, there's no clear difference has been observed for the near and far and center and side viewing locations. So viewing positions might have no impact on the quality of experience. However, in order to verify the observations, we use the ANOVA to statistically analyze the data. As you can see here, the horizontal red lines is equal to 0.95, and which denote the threshold for a significant difference. So the one above this red lines means these factors has a significant effect on the quality of experience. So we can see that here C denotes the camera baseline, C denotes the screen size, camera baseline, and the interaction between the large and the small screen size and scene content has a significant effect. And also the screen size, screen size and the camera baseline and the interaction between screen size, between scene content and the camera baseline, as well as the screen size, scene content and the camera baseline, they are the significant factors. Okay, so the conclusion is, first we have done a subjective test, and in this subjective test, we designed various test configurations of scene content, camera baseline, screen size, and viewing positions. The statistical result shows that screen content, camera baseline, as well as their interactions between screen size, scene content, and the camera baseline have significant impact on quality of experience of stereoscopic images, while other effects, especially viewing positions, have virtually no significant effect. Yes, thanks for your attention. Any questions?
We have time for one quick question. Anyone in the back this time? One quick question, yes.
Thanks. Hi, I was just wondering, can you redesign the experiment in a way to reduce the variance of your results? Because when you showed results, like, for different setups, those results lied within the variance of the previous experimental setup. So that reduces the credibility of your results. So I was just wondering, do you want to redesign the experiment in some way to reduce the variance?
As you can see, the data we got from the experiment are finally analyzed in a statistic way to use ANOVA. And in this case, we used 30 subjects also display the stimulus in random ways. So I think it should be used, but anyway, it needed to be redesigned and tested for more verifications about it.
All right. We'll have to wrap it up there. You can continue discussion afterwards. Thank you very much.